It's Audiomo 2021, day 23. Anyone who knows me knows that obviously I produce the Bletchley Park podcast and have done for 9 years now. And today, the Bank of England released the new £50 note that's got Alan Turing on it. So obviously that's another important day for more recognition for Alan. And it's wonderful to see that he's such a, I suppose, like a household name now, really. But it also reminds me of someone called Professor Barry Cooper. And Barry worked tirelessly for I don't know how many years to get more recognition for Alan. Barry was a professor of pure mathematics at Leeds University. And he was also the chair of the Alan Turing Centenary Committee. And I think you could probably say Barry's work probably went some way to help get Alan Turing his official pardon in 2013, finally, when the government pardoned him for, you know, horror, being gay, basically. I'm sure none of us wish we lived in the 50s. But there's also a personal side to this for me. Not just, obviously, my connection with Bletchley Park now, but why that starts. Basically, when I jacked my IT job in 2010, I didn't really know what I was going to do. I think originally I thought I'd just carry on, you know, getting another job in IT maybe. I didn't know I was going to go off and do what I do now. So for 11 years now, I've been a freelance audio engineer. And one of the main reasons that started was the week I left my job, I got an email from the aforementioned Turing Centenary Committee from this chap called Barry Cooper, who I didn't know. It was just a mail shot that had gone out to people interested in Turing. And I simply offered my audio services. And that led to the next 2 years, me editing and producing loads of audio for the committee and recording lots of live events. And really, best of all, meeting Barry. I have to say, he was definitely the most intelligent person I've met, the most inclusive, and for me personally, the most supportive. I had absolutely no track record of doing audio stuff. You know, I'd been doing it for years, for myself and for bands I've been in. But Barry believed in me, and he always did. And he believed in me when I, you know, there was a period where I didn't know what I was going to do, like I say, and was I going to carry on with IT, and I was doing IT contract jobs. But, you know, deep down, I kind of knew I wanted to do what I've ended up doing now, really. And Barry believed in me. Always did, and he always supported me and always encouraged me. It was just wonderful. He was, I've never heard anyone say a bad word about him. Everyone's just loved him. Unfortunately, he died in late 2015. But even that, even his funeral, there were so many different strands to Barry's life. He set up like a jazz music society in Leeds, like a kind of festival thing, and that ran for years. It may still run now, I don't know. So there was all people from like the music community. He was a lifelong socialist. He'd stood for election a couple of times, I think. So there was kind of his political family, let's say. The Chilean ambassador sent a representative, because when a lot of left-leaning people were escaping Chile in the late 70s and 80s because of the coup, Barry was one of the people helping those Chilean refugees in Leeds when, you know, they come from South America and they're dumped in the middle of northern England. And he is literally loved by the Chilean people. That funeral service was such a, it was kind of life-affirming in a way. It sounds strange to say that. But especially on what people call Alan Turing Day, I always think of Barry. I miss him all the time. I genuinely miss him all the time. Because he changed my life. He gave me the confidence to do what I do now. And trusted me. And it's just a huge loss every day, really. So maybe if you think of Alan Turing today, maybe look at Professor S. Barry Cooper as well. And raise a glass to him later. That's it for today. Bye.